This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New research from the Retirement Equity Lab at New York's New School found that nearly 2 million people retired early during the pandemic, and in most cases, not by choice. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The people we're talking about are in their mid to late 50s, years ahead of retirement age.
They were forced out of the labor market because their employers did not hire them back, or the employers are not hiring older workers.
Economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School says people without college degrees were forced out at higher rates than people with college degrees who are working longer. And for Black workers, it's even worse.
They have experienced the highest increase in the share of retired before age 65 than any other of our work groups.
And these groups often don't have the opportunity to save for retirement while they're employed, says labor economist Kate Bond at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
So, for example, Black workers are less likely to have retirement savings plans offered at work, and it's really hard to save for retirement without that.
The report says we're going to see an increase in retirement inequality since these involuntary retirees face a higher risk of falling into poverty. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.